Ne znam on.
Please,
let's open our Bible to the book of 2 Kings, chapter 1. Book of 2 Kings, chapter 1. And we are going to read the whole chapter. Our message today is continue about evangelism. And that is one of the things that is the will of God. We need to declare the word of God to the people around us. And we need to be the mouthpiece of God on earth. I will read. Then Moab rebelled against Israel after the death of Ahab. And Ahaziah fell down through a lattice in his upper chamber that was in Samaria and was sick. And he sent messengers and said unto them, Go and inquire of Baal Zebub, the god of Ekron, whether I shall recover of this disease. But the angel of the Lord said to Elijah the Tishbite, Arise, go up to meet the messengers of the king of Samaria, and say unto them, Is it not because there is not a god in Israel that ye go to inquire of Baal Zebub, the god of Ekron? Now therefore, thus say the Lord, Thou shalt not come down from that bed in which thou art gone out, but shalt surely die. And Elijah departed. And when the messengers turned back unto him, he said unto them, Why are ye now turned back? And they said unto him, There came a man up to meet us, and said unto us, Go then again unto the king that sent you, and said unto him, Thus said the Lord, It is not because there is not a god in Israel that thou sendest to inquire of Baal Zebub, the god of Ekron. Therefore thou shalt not come down from that bed on which thou art gone out, but shall surely die. And he said unto them, What manner of man was he which came up to meet you and told you these words? And they answered him, He was an hairy man, and girt with a girdle of leather about his loins. And he said, It is Elijah the Tishbite. Then the king sent unto him a captain of 50 with his 50. And he went up to him, and behold, he sat on the top of an hill, and he spoke unto him, Thou man of God, the king has said, Come down. And Elijah answered and said to the captain of 50, If I be a man of God, then let fire come down from heaven, and consume thee and thy 50. And there came down fire from heaven, and consumed him and his 50. Again also he sent unto him another captain of 50 and his 50. And he answered and said unto him, O man of God, thus hath the king said, Come down quickly. And Elijah answered and said unto them, If I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And the fire of God came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50. And he sent again a captain of the third 50 with his 50. And the third captain of fifty went up and came and fell on his knees before Elijah. And besought him and said unto him, O man of God, I pray thee, let my life and the life of these 50 thy servants be precious in thy sight. Behold, there came fire down from heaven and burned up the two captains of the former 50s with their 50s. Therefore, let my life not be precious in thy sight. And the angel of the Lord said unto Elijah, Go down with him. Be not afraid of him. And he arose and went down with him unto the king. And he said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, For as much as thou hast sent messenger to inquire of Baal Zebub, the god of Ekron. Is it not because there is no god in Israel to inquire of his word? Therefore thou shalt not come down of that bed on which thou art gone up, but shall surely die. So he died according to the word of the Lord, which Elijah had spoken. And Jehoram reigned in his stead. In the second year of Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, because he had no son. Now, the rest of the acts of Ahaziah, which he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? Let's pray. Lord, we thank and we praise you. We magnify you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. O God, anoint my lips. Anoint the message. And let your will be done. Take this message beyond these walls. And make it accomplish the purpose of sending this word to us, to your church. Pray for fruit. I pray for people to be saved. I pray for sheep to be delivered from bondages. I pray that you will apply practically this word of yours. I pray for workers to be raised up. I pray for miracles. I pray that you confirm the word that you sent to your church today. We thank you, God, we bless you. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. We were discussing last week about evangelism, and we tackled some of the some scripture from the book of Jeremiah, when the Lord spoke to Jeremiah that because Jeremiah was surrounded by many false prophets and false teachers, and he was almost having hard times struggling how he spread the word of God and how he declared the will of God in a society that most of them who believe in God, but they were doing things against His will. And the Lord told him, let the prophet who had a dream, let him tell his dream, but the man who has my word, let him diligently, faithfully deliver my word to the people. And we discuss, and I say also, certain time we pray, Lord, send us to people who are willing to listen to your word. Actually, I did not find this prayer in the Bible. Now how about if the Lord want to send us to people who are not willing at all to listen to His word? Where are we going not to go? That's one question. The second question and the second thing we need to understand that to evangelize, we cannot evangelize to the sheep only. We need to evangelize to the sheep when we need to give the message to those who are controlling the sheep. When Christ came, He not only evangelized to the crowd, but He hit heavily the church leaders who are corrupting the sheep. And here's the story. The evangelist here in the story is Elijah. And the message that God sent to Elijah was sent to King Ahaziah. Ahaziah was the son of Ahab. Ahab is the one who introduced Baal worship. The meaning of Baal is Lord. But not the Lord our God. He introduced it, and Ahaziah his son, he came after him after his death. God smitten Ahab. After the word of the prophet of the Lord, he was killed in a battle, and now his son is in his stead. Still in the same way, we have read in verse 1 that Moab was rebelled against Israel after the death of Ahab. Now the value of it, not that they separated from Israel only, the value of Moab to be part of Israel or under Israel. Listen to this carefully. Moab was the source of supplying sheep to Israel. They were doing it as a part of their tribute toward Israel. Now, when that was rebelled, that financial income had been cut from Israel. And that was some economic crisis going on. In verse 2 says that King Ahaziah fell down through a lattice in his upper chamber. Lattice is a terrace or some balcony. While he was there, he fell down. Maybe he was thinking too much, financial troubles. He has certain pressure, confusion, he fall down. Now, when he fall down, with that background, he gets sick. What would be expected from him to do? He must calculate it very well. What he did, he sent messengers and he sent them to ask of Baal Zebul, the god of Ikram, whether he will be recovered or not. Now Ahaziah is a believer. But when he faced that issue of sickness and whatever economy collapses, he should come back to God and repent. What he did, instead of that, he went to Baal Zebub and asking whether he will recover or not. Baal Zebub, the meaning of it is the Lord of Fly. The Lord of Fly. And he was thinking that he will get some relief from that source of counsel and that source of God, that he might give him some relief. Now, we know Ahaziah king, right? There are people under him. There are a lot of people under him. Now, if the king, his mind is this, what kind of the people, those who are under his care? What is the spiritual condition of them? You know, in the morning, we sang a song about Jesus, you have no rival. But I say, he has rival today, Jesus. Rival, we know what is rival. Rival is when you are married a woman, you get another wife beside her. That there will be a jealousy between the first wife and the second wife. The church nowadays has another rival for the Lord. Today especially Valentine's Day. All of them, they are celebrating it. Baal Zebul. Instead of coming back to God, coming to the principle of God's word, going back to the principle of worldly things that corrupt us and destroy us more. The situation now is like what is going on. Elijah there, you know the word of God, surrounded by large crowd of people, controlled by people like Ahaziah, controlled and misled into a wrong direction. And God still wants us to evangelize. But we need to understand, we cannot reach the sheep without dealing with the false shepherds. When that happened, the Lord sent his angel to Elijah. And the message to Elijah is to go and intercept those messengers on the way. He did not send him to the king. He told him, go to those messengers and give them this message. And let's read the message that God gave to Elijah. Let's read verse 3. But the angel of the Lord said to Elijah, the Tishbite, arise, go up to meet the messengers of the king of Samaria, and say unto them, is it not because there is not a God in Israel that ye go and inquire of Baal Zebub, the God of Ikram? Is there no God, there is no word of God, that you need to do all these things? Now therefore, thus say the Lord, thou shalt not come down from that bed on which thou art gone up, but shall surely die. And Elijah departed. The message that he gave, he told him, he sent him the message that he will surely die. Now, this message is very aggressive and it is very heavy. But if you will just analyze it, It is a New Testament message. The wages of sin is death. Elijah described him as sin. That he put aside Christ, he put aside the word of God, he put aside Jehovah, and he, instead of these things, he took Baal-Zebub as his God. He defined it to him as an idol worship. And what is the outcome of idol worship? It's death. That is the clear message that Ahaziah had received from the prophet of God. The meaning of Ahaziah, the Lord possess or the Lord holds. He's a believer. Not that he does not know God. He know. But he went astray and he's taking other people also with him into a wrong direction. When the messengers hear the message, they turn back to the king and inform him what is the message. He asked them, who told you this message? They described to him what he wear. When they described him that he was wearing, he was a hairy man and he was putting a belt around his loin, the king at once recognized him as Elijah the Tishbite. And when he recognized him, Elijah the Tishbite, sure he came to know that the message that was sent him was sent from God himself, because Elijah was, you know, Elijah was not sent to him, he was not with him. Elijah received the message from God that that king, he sent the messengers. You go and speak to the messengers. So when Isaiah come to know the message of Elijah, he knew that message came from the Lord. Did he humble himself? Did he humble himself? He did not humble himself. Did he fear God? Now, certain time, you know, God gives heavy messages and we are reluctant to deliver it. We think that is not good to deliver such messages. Now, what was the intention of God sending Elijah to Ahaziah with such a message of death? What is the purpose of God? God want to kill Ahaziah? Never at all. God want to save him. But he chose not to get the privilege of salvation of God. Elijah was obedient to God. When he heard the voice, he went and gave the message. He put his life in danger. There are good reasons to give the message. Possibly, Ahaziah might repent. But he did not repent here. So what was the purpose of God? He was sent to a leader. And that leader was under him people. The message was not only for Ahaziah, the message was for the whole Israel. But we cannot reach the crowd unless we hit those who lead them astray. Now sometimes we say we want to evangelize quietly. I did not see it in the Bible. Because finally, when you take a sheep out, you take him out from the mouth of the lion, the devil. And devil have instruments on people to work against his church. And we need to be ready. We need to be willing to go through the battle. Elijah was aggressive because that is the message of God. I am not telling you to be aggressive, but I'm telling you just what is going on around us based on what the Bible speaks to us today. This is not even my style, and I am not aware of what God will lead me next step to evangelize and how to reach the lost. And then I'm just explaining what the scriptures speak and what the possible things ahead of us to do. When Isaiah come to know what is the message and from where it came, what he did, he sent an officer with 50 men and he sent him to the prophet Elijah to fetch him and to bring him. And those who are with him, those who were with Ahaziah, they were arrogant or they were humble? They were arrogant. Have you get the point here? They sent in a batch of 50 people under an officer. The first officer, when he came, he told them, "Come down, man of God." And here Elijah, he told him, "If I am the man of God, let fire come from heaven and let's read it. If I am a man of God, then let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50." And thy 50. Now here, Elijah was very aggressive with them. But Elijah used the word of God, amen? We need to use the word of God. Scriptures. Speaking is useless. I'm telling you 100% useless. We need to put scriptures that goes with what we want to say. Scripture must be there. And the Rhema word of God. Elijah used the word of God very clearly. He gave them the message. When they did not respond, he stick to the message that God wants him to give. I'm not telling you to curse people or to be aggressive, but to give the word of God as it is, as God leading you to. Scriptures must be given to the people. Because God will judge according to His word, not according to the way we preach. According to His word, He will judge and judgment will stand. When the first 50 consumed, King Ahaziah sent another 50, another officer with them. Now. The first 50, do you think that they were aware about this? Now here's the point. The heart of the people become calloused. Because their focus, his trust in Baal Zebub. Now the church is their trust in Valentine, their trust in Halloween, their trust in all the worldly things that are introduced inside the church with the activities. There are already big barriers to reach them. These barriers of demons and confusion. And they need the word of God to get delivered out. Even the second batch, when he came to the officer, what he said to the man of God? He told him, "Oh man of God, thus say, has the king said, come down quickly." More arrogance. And the same message. Elijah did not compromise. Elijah did not change the word of God. He was willing to take the risk. He was sitting on the top of a hill. I'm just imagining the situation of Elijah. You just be there and you are alone and you had already hit somebody big with the word of God and he's sending you 50 people. Where was the trust of Elijah? The trust of Elijah was on God. And how he showed his trust on God? When he was faithfully giving the same message that God gave him. You know, the Lord confirmed what he said to Elijah when he sent the fire and consumed the 50. But how about if God will not consume the 50? Do we need to give the message again and again or no? We need to. One of the backsliding of the church, when we are not willing to hit with the word of God, those who mislead others. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 15. and verse 19. And the prophet Jeremiah, he was in the middle of people. Most of the prophets, all of them idol worshiper, and they were against what Jeremiah was preaching. And Jeremiah was discouraged. And he was elected to deliver the message that God wanted him. In Jeremiah 15 verse 19, the Lord told him, "Therefore thus saith the Lord, if thou return, then will I bring thee again, and thou shalt stand before me. And if thou take forth the precious from the vial, thou shalt be as my mouth. Let them return unto thee, but return not thou unto them." Let us explain it one by one, the scripture. The Lord said to Jeremiah, if you will return, if thou return, then I will bring you again. When God wants him to return? When God told him, if thou will return, if you will return, where was Jeremiah went? Where he went? You know where he went? He went away from God because he refused to say the message as it is. Because people get offended. King get offended. They trouble him. But he told him, if thou return, I will bring thee. I'm going to take you back. And what he told him, and thou shalt stand before me. He told him, if you are willing to speak against sin as it is and deal with it, then you will be able to stand. Then he told him, he told him also, and if thou take forth the precious from the vial, the precious is the word of God, differentiated from the vile things that is not of the word of God. If you are willing that your word, the word of your mouth contain only the word of God, no other things, thou shalt be as my mouth. Have you get the point here? The mouth of Elijah when he sent the message was the mouth of God because he delivered the message exactly. He delivered an effective message. And we need as a church today, we need to deliver the effective message. I'm telling you, it is useless to evangelize only to the crowd. I'm fully convinced of it nowadays. Because there is a large number of shepherds. We have reached the situation that whoever we are reaching is taken by others with their lies and deceptions. Let them return unto thee, but return not thou unto them. He is saying Jeremiah, he has spoken the word. The word was heavy. They get upset with you. Don't go back to them and say, sorry, you may get upset with the message. No. Let them return to you. Let them come back to God, repent, and they will come to you. Elijah was there. Let's go back to the story. How Elijah was moving to evangelize the nation of Israel. The meaning of Elijah is Jehovah is God. The Israelites, they were worshipping not the Lord God. Even the name of the Elijah, very clear, they were worshipping Baal. God wanted them to come back. The second batch also were consumed by fire. Evangelism coming to us batches. 2 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 1. The first batches, 50 people with the officer were taken by fire. They were arrogant. The second group, the same. And certain time in evangelism, we may having batches of people or groups to come. And will go, because the message is, does not suit them. But we need to stick to the message, because God stands with His word. When he said to Elijah, tell him that you will die, God going to put him to death. If Elijah would not speak the word of God to him, that the blood of Ahaziah will be on his neck. Have you understand it now? The third part. Verse 13, and he sent again a captain of the third 50 and his 50. And the third captain of 50 went up and came and fell on his knees before Elijah and besought him and said unto him, O man of God, I pray thee, let my life and the life of these 50 thy servants be precious in thy sight. What do you think about this man? What do you think about him, about this man? Comparing him with the first two officers. He's humble, right? What else? This man, not only humble, but this man, he considered what is life and what is death. The first two, when he speak to them that this sin will bring you to hell, they will laugh only. I'm telling you, the battle is very furious. I hear few days ago, one of our sisters, she was walking with also her sister and with her daughter. Somebody inviting her, two ladies inviting her to Bible study. You know what is the Bible study? The title of it, Love Man. They will teach them how to love man, preparing them for the Valentine's Day. That is here. I am telling you. Who were sent by whom, those people? By leaders, pastors, who worship Baal-Zebub. That's a true story. That's why we need to move with the message that to bring clarity and speak precisely what God will do in the future based on His word. You know, if you will not speak the message, we will be accountable before God. Their life, we are accountable of them. After we speak it, and they will not change, God will deal with them, God will judge them. But we did one thing more important. Our aim is not targeting the leader, our aim to let the sheep under them to be set free. Now here's the third batch, the third 50. When they came, they were humbled. He asked that his life will be saved. His life will be spared. Consider our life precious in your sight. Somebody may say to Elijah, you are so aggressive, why you are like that? But he was knowing what he's doing. When two badges went, the third one was humble. The third one, he told them what had happened. He was able to see that because of their arrogance, God had brought judgment on the first two groups. That's why he was begging him. He was humbling himself. The power of God will be appear in our life and ministry when we tell the word of God clearly, when we put the dots on the letter. The wages of sin is death. The people will have chance to be saved. There will be people get saved and released when the word of God is preached. The Lord doesn't go with him. And when he went, Elijah, he gave the same message, the same word of God. It's repeated in the scripture, I think, three times. Three times the same exact, the same scriptures. The same scripture, you can read it three times, I think repeated. Thus says the Lord, for as much as thou hast sent messenger to inquire about Zebub, the God of Ekron, it is not because there is no God in Israel to inquire of his word. See? Therefore thou shalt not come down off that bed on which thou art gone up, but shalt surely die. Same message, copy, same verse, word of God, same message. Did Ahaziah die or no? Why he died? Because Elijah cursed him? Because he did not repent. Not because God killed him, because he did not repent. That's the right answer. I will tell you something about Elijah. Elijah warned King Ahaziah with the message. And when you read down verse 17, so he died according to the word of the Lord which Elijah had spoken, and Joram reigned in his stead in the second year of Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, because he had no son. You know these names, sometimes when you read it, you know, but let me tell you about every one of these names in the brief things. Ahaziah, we have here his story. That is in Israel. Who was king in Judah? The king of Judah was Jehoram, son of Jehoshaphat. Now this man, this king, Elijah sent him a written letter. He did wickedness. He sent him a written letter, and he died also after the message of Elijah. So Elijah, God used him to send two messages to two kings, and both of them died because they did not repent. Now, after Ahaziah, who was king? He has no son, I think he's a brother. Who was the king? Jehoram. And after Jehoram of the son of Jehoshaphat in Judah, who was the king? His son was Ahaziah. You know, both of them, their sons, were also killed by Jehu in one day, in one place. God is very particular to bring his judgment on those who sin and led his church into idol worship. Our responsibility is to tell it very clearly. We'll go through the scriptures. Don't think that the scripture of the New Testament has less. God's willing, next Friday we'll go through the scripture of the New Testament more. And we will see from the word of Jesus how he dealt with those who was leading his flock into wrong direction. King David. When King David was called by God to fight Goliath, when they brought him to King Saul, David testified to him how he was trained by the Lord how to snatch sheep from the mouth of lion and bear. Let's see that story, so we can understand what is evangelism. You know, in the news, they say that if one have one sheep lost, he will not go outside and you search for him, and you find him, put him on his shoulder. Let us read what David did as a shepherd. In the book of 1 Samuel, Chapter 17 and verse 34 and 35. See, and David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. The shepherd should go after him. And I went out after him. That is Luke 15. And smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. How he delivered the sheep? He pulled the sheep. What he did? He beat the lion. He smote the lion and he smote the bear and smote him and delivered out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. That's what Elijah did exactly. That's what he did exactly when he sent the message. And Hazael reacted more, the same message. And we learn also from David's experience. To evangelize and to preach, we are not only pulling sheep, but we have to beat lions and bears. Can we do only pulling the sheep, somebody will beat the bear? That cannot work. It will not work. We have to be certain time, not aggressive, but we should give the word of God as it is. In the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4, and verse 16 to verse 18, from the ministry of Paul. At my first answer, no man stood with me. Same like Elijah, he was on the hill. Same David when he was freeing the sheep. But all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be led to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known. The preaching might be fully known. Let's hear the message. It has to be fully known. The Lord will help us. And that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Again, Paul was dealing with lions. To preach, there are lions, bears, who are controlling the sheep, who are getting the sheep in their mouth. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom. To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us stand and commit our life to God. Evangelize. Let us be attentive to his voice to lead us. The people. There might be people who are aggressive. God will lead you to aggressive people. We cannot choose to whom we go. We go to whom he sent us. Getting in your mind. Freeing sheep, it needs also to deal with wicked people who are controlling them. Let's pray. Lord, I come with my life. Come before the name of Jesus. God, I am willing. Lead me, O God. Lead me to the people. Give me the message. Help me hear your voice of what I need to do, O God. Lord, watch over the work of your hand. I commit my life and myself to do the very will of yours. In the name of Jesus. Lord, lead us as a church to evangelize, to give your word clearly to all the doers who are controlling your churches and your people, and leading them astray. O God, help us to persevere in doing this task in the name of Jesus. Lord, we trust that strength is from you, and you will deliver us from every evil world, and you will preserve us unto your heavenly kingdom. O God, preserve your church, preserve your workers, preserve each and every member who set his heart to serve you and reach the lost. O God, it is our desire to honor you by keeping the precious word of yours and discarding the evil, O Lord, from among us, among our life and our speech. Lead us, O God, step by step to reach this world that is lost by sin. Thank you, God. This is my desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart I worship you.
Lord, truly,
Truly, O God, have your way in me, have your way in your church, have your way in our life, to live for you, O God, to honor you, to evangelize properly, to declare your word in full, in the name of Jesus. Lead us step by step, O God. Send us your Rhema word and help us to hear the voice clearly, to move to the people, to do the right thing, so souls will be saved. O God, let this be done according to your glory, O God, for your only name glory, O God, so that your name will not be mocked, the name of your church will not be mocked, O God. O Lord, help us. Help us, O God. Guide us, O Lord, at this time. We need you. We need it in our daily life, in our family life, and the way we serve you, O God. We need your hand. We need your power. We need the power of the Holy Ghost working in us. Lead us, O God. We bless you. Guide us with the truth of your word. Bless us, O God. Bless us indeed. Without ever territory, Lord, let your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.